Welcome to TMI, There's More to Iowa, where we discover what makes our corner of Iowa a great place to live, work, and play. I'm Dan McHugh, your host. Thank you for listening. Today we'll speak with Dave Wingert, President and CEO of Grinnell Mutual. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Excellent. Dave, you joined Grinnell Mutual 15 years ago as Vice President, Chief Financial Officer. Today, you lead the company, and you've also been active not just in the Grinnell community, but around the state with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, helped to start Jolly Holiday Lights in Des Moines.
Yep, one of our big fundraisers that was launched probably 25, 30 years ago already.
Wow. So with all of this work in the community, in the state, and with Grinnell Mutual, what's one thing people would be surprised to learn about the work that you do?
I don't know that folks necessarily understand Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Reinsurance is always kind of a different term, in the fact that, you know, what we do is really for our customers, the mutual customers throughout our footprint, with the bulk of them in Iowa, is really bundle up all of those exposures and then take all of that insurance business, and we go to the global market to get reinsurance for those mutual members.
So in a sense, Grinnell Mutual is insurance for insurance companies.
Exactly. We are insuring insurance companies. Yep.
Very interesting. And but that's not all that Grinnell Mutual does.
Yep. Then we also provide complimentary services that those mutual members have. They primarily are providing the farm insurance and the homeowners.
Yes.
And so then we come in with the complimentary products that they, you know, can't write by regulatory reasons. So like we'll do auto, business, things like that, but then also provide services that those mutuals kind of throughout our footprint may not have as much access to, or just need some scale in being able to get to those things.
What are some examples of a service that, and these farm mutuals, right, these serve parts of not just Iowa, but all over the Midwest?
Yep, we're basically in a dozen states, so really the upper Midwest, kind of stretching, you know, really from Oklahoma, Missouri, Iowa, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. So I think
nice.
I caught them all, but
I
that's
think so.
The big group anyway. but yeah, it's really a chance to provide services to those folks that might be accounting and tax services that they may not have as much capability around, or just have the staff in-house to do. Or could be things like we have a reinsurance adjusting program, so we can help them with claims, or especially large complicated ones.
Yeah, claims, yep. You know, for those of us who've had to file an insurance claim, they can get complicated.
They can
quick.
Be, yep.
Yeah. Very good. Dave, what's one thing that, you know, kind of continuing on this theme, what's one thing that you wish more people knew about Grinnell Mutual?
Well, I think, you know, probably just what great team members we have. I mean, we've got probably 625 employees, primarily in Iowa, but we are kind of a hybrid work location where folks can work from home or be in the office or a combination of the two. But we have great people, and I think they're very focused and dedicated to our customers. So really looking to do the right thing, but primarily taking care of customers, providing that reinsurance coverage that's needed, or those additional complementary products, you know, the normal insurance, things like auto and things like that, that people need. So very, very focused on trying to make sure that when somebody has a time of need, we're there to fulfill our promise, because that's what insurance basically is.
It is. It's a promise.
Yep.
Absolutely. Dave, tell me more about the people and why kind of Grinnell Mutual is a well-kept secret here in Iowa. So, and it sounds like the people are part of that secret.
Yep, I do think that is the main thing. It's all about the people. You know, great values. Great, people just want to do things the right way and treat people well. So there's very much relationship focus. So when you think about, you know, we're not as much on the commodity side of things, which insurance can be commoditized, but it's really understanding our customers, those mutual members, our policyholders, and our agents. You know, we provide our complimentary products through basically an independent agent network. So you've got multiple customers at the end of the day, and I think our team members really understand the importance of each one of those stakeholders, but really making sure we treat them right, take care of them, and are there to fulfill promises when the time comes.
Yeah, very interesting. You have the customer who is that farm mutual, you have that customer who's the independent agent, and then you have that customer, the policyholder.
Yep. Yep. So it's not like you can just focus on any one. You kind of really have to take care of all three. So
for you as leader of this organization, right, these three, it's like a three-ring circus.
It kind
maybe.
Of is, yep. You're juggling a few things, yep.
Yeah. For the organization and for all the 625 people working here, How do you juggle those three?
I think the main thing is just having great people on your team. Yeah. So our senior leadership team that, you know, is kind of overseeing each one of our key operational areas, and then our support teams, you know, they have great teams amongst themselves too. So, you know, the main thing is just, I think we try to have open, regular communication so we know what each other is doing. Try not to have silos, if you will, but to make sure we're cross communicating and prioritizing and understand, you know, timelines, requirements, things like that. Yeah. So it's probably the old saying that, you know, you can never communicate too much. So I think it's really making sure we're all connected, understanding the direction everybody's going, and try to just bring the whole organization together at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's probably key. And it really gets back to just having a great team around you.
Well, and then you have the added challenge that most people are not on the Grinnell Mutual home campus in Grinnell.
Yep. You know, historically, we'd have most people here, and even pre-pandemic, you know, probably more than 50% of our employee base was outside Powashik County, but would commute in primarily from the Des Moines area, you know, the Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area, but kind of within that radius. Over the years, with the change now and the fact that we can be hybrid, we've hired outstanding individuals, you know, from farther away that we never would have been able to attract before. So there's definitely complications and challenges with that. You just have to be super intentional, I think, with how do you engage people? How do you do those communications to stay connected? And frankly, the technology has really helped out over the last few years that, you know, pre-pandemic, we did not leverage or utilize as much, whereas now it's just the regular way of connecting and getting together with people.
Well, and you mentioned culture. When there's a clearly articulated culture and people understand that, believe in it, and then you have that emphasis on good interpersonal communication, they can overcome those barriers.
Yep. At the end of the day, we're not building, you know, any widgets. It's all about the people and the service level. So.
And the promise.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. What's one thing people might get wrong about Grinnell Mutual?
I think maybe back to some of our initial discussion about just reinsurance. You know, I don't know that people have always asked what reinsurance is. And I remember some past leaders would say, well, it's just better than insurance. Well, like we said, it really is insurance for insurance companies. You know, when you take a look at the farm mutuals themselves that are probably focused in particular counties, there's a lot of exposure that's concentrated. So especially in the spring here during storm season, you know, if you have a big event go through, and we, you know, 2020, August 10th, we experienced a derecho that was very concentrated and very widespread. That farm mutual, you know, could have significant losses that their capital would not be able to handle.
Yeah.
So that's why they buy reinsurance from us. So we're collecting, you know, basically about 160 mutuals exposures. We bundle that, and then we go to the global market. You know, Lloyd's, the Lloyd's syndicates over in London in particular, Bermuda's another big market for us, as well as just the U.S. and European markets too. So we're taking all of those exposures, bundling them, and then going out and getting reinsurance coverage that provides protection for everybody.
Wow. Wow. And right here in Grinnell, Iowa.
Yep, yep, which I don't think a lot of people probably understand the connection and all of those kind of international, the flavor that goes with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's a local agent, but backed by international support.
Yep, yep. So every year we make our trips to London, to Bermuda. We'll get over to Germany occasionally where we've got some strong reinsurers as well.
And
we meet with our domestic ones in the U.S. every fall as well. So
wow. Well, Dave, thanks for taking time to explain that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit about Dave and his favorite hangouts. You're listening to TMI, There's More to Iowa.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Dan McHugh, agent at McHugh & Associates, LLC, 641-752-6222 today. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Have you ever just walked by a place and thought, eh, maybe later? Well, that happened to me with McGregor's Furniture last week. I saw this awesome sectional in the window and I thought, okay, I got to see this up close. I walked in and wow. Sofas, recliners, beds, mattresses, dining sets, even office pieces. They literally got something for every room in your house. And the prices? Honestly, better than I expected. McGregor's has been family-owned for over 100 years right in downtown Marshalltown. And they make shopping easy with financing and big variety. So stop in and see for yourself. McGregor's Furniture and Mattress. Downtown Marshalltown, open 7 days a week.
American Family Insurance.
Welcome back to TMI. There's more to Iowa. Our guest today is Dave Wingert, President and CEO of Grinnell Mutual. Dave, describe Grinnell Mutual in one word.
Well, we kind of touched on it, Dan, but I'd say it's relationships and people. So maybe the second word, but I think it is just all about our team members, the customers we take care of. But it is really about the relationships and people just doing the right thing. And you just don't want to treat folks like a number. You really want to understand their needs and how do you come up with solutions that are going to take care of those? So
absolutely. If and I imagine your role, you do have guests coming in from out of town from time to time.
We do.
What's one place that you're sure to take them?
Yeah, we'll have brokers in from New York. We'll have some of our reinsurers coming in that are from overseas or just throughout the U.S. We have a couple places we typically try to grab here in Grinnell. You know, if it's something we want to do casually, we're off to Poly Ice probably.
Sure.
Got to get the pizza.
Yep.
Or the other place they like to hit is Rube's. Everybody likes a good Iowa steak. So that's always a hit as well. And it's a great place for entertaining around the grill and stuff.
It is. And I imagine, whether they're coming from New York or from abroad, they've probably never experienced any place like Rube's.
That's completely different. And then they're always impressed by the pin map, where everybody comes from the world as well. So, and
a few of them probably have added.
They've added some, I think, to that. So, but and always get a good steak there. So
good. What's a happy place for you in the community or in the state?
Well, happy place, is probably always going to be home.
Sure.
So
sure. It's
always a great place to be.
Yeah.
I love the office though. I mean, I actually live over by Pleasant Hill.
Yep.
I commute in every day
because
this is just my place to be and a chance to visit with the folks that are in the building, to stay a little bit more focused on just things that are going on and get out of the house. My wife usually says, when are you going back to the office if you happen to be around for a couple of days? But I really enjoy being here and being part of the, our Grinnell Mutual community, if you will, here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and the Grinnell Mutual community to a larger extent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's one fearless dream you have for the coming year?
Fearless dream. I mean, this time of the year, we're always watching the weather, unfortunately.
Fair.
So, when you're providing insurance or reinsurance for property, whether it be a farm, a home, a car, hail, winds, and tornadoes are not our friends. And, it's been a challenging few years.
It has.
Fortunately, the last couple of years have been better. But, this time of the year, you don't know what you're going to get, and you start listening to the forecasters. And unfortunately, we keep the Weather Channel on too much around here, so you're always seeing about, what the risks and what the storm chances are for the year. Fearless is just that we'll have another good year, that we'll be able to take care of our customers, be able to add a little bit to surplus, and just really be there to take care of our customers when they need it without having anything just truly catastrophic or devastating that nobody needs, and it makes it so difficult for the industry in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe talk a little bit, we are all at the mercy of the weather. That's what we do as Iowans.
Yep. We either complain about it or, we're watching it for sure.
But for you and your team here at Grinnell Mutual, that does take a different look. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I mean, as you think about, what do you need to charge somebody for the risks that you're insuring? Well, that all depends on what kind of losses are you going to have, how severe, how often, how significant. Well, when we've had kind of these, the cycle of the last few years of these derecho events that have been hitting the Midwest, the one that did go through Iowa in 2020, that was basically an inland tornado. You see wind speeds of over 120 to 140 mile an hour, it really clipped through Grinnell all the way over to Cedar Rapids and into Illinois. That is a wide, devastating event. Tornadoes are bad, no doubt, but they tend to be a little bit more concentrated. But when you get something that can be 50 miles wide with over 100 mile an hour winds, that does a tremendous amount of damage. So the challenge is always, how do you price for that? How do you predict it? You're working with actuaries, models, but obviously the models were getting it wrong for that 3 or 4 year period. So, and it is cyclical, so you're going to have good years, you're going to have bad years. So.
Yep. Yep. And last year, it sounds like for good many years, carriers, yep, it was a good year.
Good year. 2025, I think, in general, was very good for the industry.
How's it looking so far for 2026?
Well, it's very early. We're only one quarter in. And, you know, they're already forecasting potential strong storms today. So you just never know. And you never want to tempt fate. But knocking on wood here on the table, Dan, it's been a good first quarter so far.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. And, for you know, not just the insurance companies, but, of course, that has an impact for property owners, whether you're homeowner or farm owner and vehicle owner. You know, those we all bear the price.
Yep. Well, that's at the end of the day, insurance is sharing. I mean, it's risk sharing. You will get people that's like, well, I've never had a claim, so my insurance shouldn't go up as much. And I understand that. But at the end of the day, you're pooling everybody's risks. You're trying to charge an appropriate amount of premium to then pay out those losses when they do occur. And it is risk, and you want to spread that risk. So you may not be having losses in your backyard. Somebody else has been the last few years. We need to be able to, you know, collectively kind of cover all of those losses as they occur, trying to keep it reasonable for everybody. But when you have such large, expensive losses, especially with the impacts of inflation the last few years, that impacts everybody.
Absolutely. And you mentioned in sharing the risk, it's also there in your name, not Dave Winger, but Grinnell Mutual.
Yep. And you're right. The mutual concept is just that we're there for those members, those policyholders, to help make sure we're there to take care of them. And we're not a publicly traded company, so it's not like we're beholden to shareholders.
Yeah.
We are owned by our members.
Yeah. Yeah. And your customers, whether they be farm mutuals or those policyholders, they are your members.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And your annual meeting for the members coming up in June, right?
End of June, we always have that. And so they come and help transact some of our business. So
very good. Very good. Well, let's take our final break here.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to put Dave on the hot seat for the TMI Prairie Burn. And we're going to learn about Dave's favorite bit of Iowa trivia. You're listening to TMI. There's more to Iowa.
Ever wish medical care felt a little more comfortable? At Story Medical, now it can. Introducing our brand new MRI suite, designed with you in mind. With a wider opening, shorter tunnel, and even an entertainment system where you can watch Netflix, your scan can feel more relaxed than ever. And you're invited to see it for yourself this Saturday from 11 to 1. Tour the new imaging center, meet the team, and enjoy a free lunch from the Story County Pork Producers. A clearer picture of care is here at Story Medical.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Dan McHugh, agent at McHugh & Associates, LLC, 641-752-6222 today. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Welcome back to TMI. There's more to Iowa. Dave Wingert is on the TMI Prairie Burn hot seat. Dave, when you go to a potluck, what do you bring?
Well, fortunately, when I go to a potluck, I go with my wife and she brings.
Okay, so what does Sandy bring?
Because I am not a cook and nobody wants that. She's got several different things, so depending upon the potluck, but I think what's usually requested is the chocolate cherry cake that she makes for dessert. So,
Tell me about it. I might have to attend to one.
All I know is it's like a bundt cake that's, you know, chocolate, and then in it is like a, I think it's just a can of cherry pie filling.
Oh, sure.
So
sure.
It's usually pretty good.
That sounds pretty. So a chocolate cake with a cherry pie.
Yep, kind of filling. Baked right in with it. So
That does sound good. All right. Well, let me know the next potluck you're going to.
Yep, we'll have to get you on the list.
Dave, let's imagine for a moment we have a tray of baked goods here. What are you grabbing off the tray?
Well, Dan, I don't know if you recall, but our cafeteria would make the best Scotcharoos.
Yes, so Grinnell Mutual Scotcharoos.
So if those are anywhere near a tray, because I'm not a big dessert person, but those are absolutely my weakness. So.
You say you're not a dessert person, but you love your wife's chocolate cherry.
I like it. It's requested a lot. I don't necessarily eat a lot of it.
Oh, that's fair.
But Scotcharoos, I'm done. I mean, I'm going to have a bunch.
Which means then you want that nice thick slab of chocolate.
I am a big peanut butter fan. And if you put chocolate with it, that's as good as it gets. So.
It is top tier when it comes to the dessert. Yep. So, music, books, movies. Iowa has so many contributions to pop culture. What's one that stands out for you?
I mean, you probably heard this from others, but I have always loved the movie Field of Dreams.
It's a great movie. Yes.
What a good story. What a, you know, kind of connecting with your father and making things right. That you built this baseball field in the middle of a cornfield. I grew up not too far from Dyersville.
Fayette County.
It's just such a good movie, especially, you know, is it heaven? No, this is Iowa. I mean, that's about as good a tagline as you're going to get. So.
Well, and you grew up as a farm kid and doing 4-H. Did you also play baseball then? And
Just from 4-H and probably in did some of the sports and things, you know, as elementary
Mills,
through
Mills
junior
school,
high. I managed to stick my hand in a chainsaw in ninth grade. So that curtailed, you know, some of the ball playing, and then I just never really got back into it. When you go on a break, it's hard to ever get back into some of those things.
That's
so.
True. Yeah. Yeah. You can't, that development year.
Yep. You kind of lost a year with a lot of the other folks, which was fine. So.
Very good. But yeah, great, great flick. And have you ever been to the site?
I have never gone over to the site. I've always thought when I drive by Dyersville, I should just wander out and see where it is, but I never have been. So And then it was pretty cool when they were doing the pro baseball games out there as well. So
Well, if next time you're up in the Dyersville area.
I'll have to get, when I'm back home, I'll have to check it out.
I have not been out there since they did the upgrades.
Yeah.
One
of my top movies, so.
Absolutely. In your opinion, who's an Iowan that people should know more about?
I think, like we had visited Dan, John Evans, the founder of Grinnell Mutual, is probably not a very well-known individual in the state, but he was pretty instrumental in several insurance companies in their formation. He actually helped form us back in 1909 to provide reinsurance to those county mutuals that needed protection that they couldn't get from out east, basically.
Right.
He was really the originator of Grinnell Mutual. He also started Allied Insurance. So he's
now Nationwide,
which is part of Nationwide now. So, you know, he was very instrumental in the insurance industry in Iowa in particular.
So, and Iowa is one of the three insurance hubs here in the U.S., along with Columbus, Ohio, Hartford, Connecticut.
Yep.
And so John Evans, former Grinnell Mutual, instrumental. Iowa an insurance hub.
And Iowa has a lot of insurance companies, like you mentioned, and most of them were really started, again, as mutual companies.
Yeah.
So we're fortunate to have such a strong industry here state.
We are. Yeah. And probably after agriculture, insurance is...
It's got to be one of the top three or four, I would think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And again, John Evans. So folks, look it up.
Yeah. Yep. Little trivia fact for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Final question for you, Dave. What's one thing that our listeners need to remember about what makes our communities in Iowa great?
I just think it goes back to the people. Strong work ethics, focused on taking care of each other. You know, how do you care for a customer? How do you care for each other? You know, you just think about doing the right things, basically.
Yeah.
So always have loved that from our Iowa communities in particular. And I think that's very reflected in Grinnell Mutual itself. So.
Well, it sounds like insurance is an important part of that.
It's all about taking care of each other.
Yeah.
And it is sharing.
I mean,
that's what we kind of, you know, you visit about. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And thank you for listening to TMI, There's More to Iowa. Our producers are Kyle Martin and me, your host, Dan McHugh. Editing by Kyle Martin. Executive producer is Mark Schaefer. Tune in to TMI each Wednesday on KFJB Marshalltown. You can listen to past episodes of TMI wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Dan McHugh. Thank you for listening.